Always nice to have your company on the Big Sports Breakfast. Always good to be chatting with Brad Davidson and racing. And Ty Anglin's back home, which is terrific news. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, g'day, TK. Yeah, great news to have Ty back in Sydney. Of course, the Hong Kong Jockey Club released a statement yesterday that said Ty arrived back in Sydney on Monday morning. Said Jockey Ty Anglin was cleared by doctors to travel and repatriated to Australia on Sunday evening, accompanied by his wife, Erin, and an attending doctor. Ty arrived in Sydney on Monday morning, was transferred to Royal North Shore Hospital. So, good news to have Ty back. Yeah, our thoughts continue to be with him and his family as
Yeah.
he used to recover from that nasty fall a few weeks ago. And yeah, we'll just sit by and when Ty and the family are ready to give an update on his condition, that's fine by them. We'll just be
Absolutely.
happy waiting.
Yeah, no, and it's good to see him home. Obviously, there's still a long road in front of him. Magic Millions fields are out for Wyong tomorrow.
Yeah, no, good field for the $200,000 two-year-old classic as it really heats up towards the Magic Millions Carnival on the Gold Coast in January. The horse that's been really well backed is this Unite and Conquer for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Botyard. Glenn Munsey was informed me on Formline Extra last night that basically there's been a $10,000 bet on this horse already. It won the Maribyrnong trial at Flemington by 2.25 lengths back in October and trialled up really well at Randwick coming to this winning a heat by 3 lengths. So he's the one that punters have circled in on. But the good field. Space Boy, of course, ran second at the Sort. On debut lines up again. Exceed the Stars returns. He was started favourite in a Breeders' Plate. A little bit disappointing there, but trialled super before it. Nucleus Summit was disappointing on debut, but come in with a really big boom, so he gets another chance. Champagne Boom accelerates, and then 4 first starters as well in the field of 10. So looking forward to that race, and the 3-year-old and 4-year-old stakes as well is a pretty handy lineup of gallopers too. Invincible Stars, the odds-on favourite there, is the 9 runners after the scratching of Lancaster Bomber. So we've got Bondi Sky Ray, Problem Solver. Invincible Stars going to be hard to beat, of course. She gets in at set weights, carries just the 57 kilos, despite being about 28 rating points higher than anything else in the race.
Yeah, the Villiers Stakes is on Saturday. It looks as though we could have some wet weather on the weekend as well.
Yeah, well, mate,
lead up to the week, lead up to the weekend. Thursday, Friday's not looking terrific.
No.
You know, 15, 20
Saturday,
mil,
they're
Brad.
Talking about some too, aren't
you
they?
might be doing slow track form.
Yeah, I must admit I haven't really settled in on the weather yet for the Sydney on the weekend, but it's always a little bit of an issue coming into Randwick because we know it holds that bit of water, but look, we haven't had a great deal in the last week or so, so
No.
we'll see. Hopefully, be able to hold it and be a nice, well, soft track for everyone, but. The nominations are good there. 22 for the Group 2 Villiers on the weekend over the mile, led by Skyboy, of course, won his past 4. He's the favourite with the 53 kilos at the moment and top weight for Abrizio, but Minolta Kiro also set to have plenty of admirers up the top there with the 57.5 kilos, which having to be a pretty good field. Interlocutor, also a last start winner, and Goodfellow was really good the other day. So there's some nice horses there that should be a good addition of the Villiers.
And they're racing down my neck of the woods today in Wagga. You got some mail for us?
Yeah, a couple there at Wagga. They're no huge odds, you know, around that 250 to 290 mark. But race 6, number 8, Footmark. He's been really good. He won 2 races in this region on heavy and dry track by good spaces, and then come to a highway race last time out and probably just didn't run out the extra trip there over the 18. He's back to the mile here. I think it'd be hard to beat race 6, number 8. And race 5, number 2, I'm an Achiever. Has had 2 runs back, just got caught the last 5 strides the other day. Should put himself on speed, and he's proven over a bit further. He gets out another furlong today, and I just thought he'd be hard to catch as well. So race 6, number 8, Footmark, and race 5, number 2, I'm an Achiever, the 2 for Wagga today.
And just quickly, mate, on that weather forecast, you know, today's... Yeah, maybe a chance of a couple of mils. Tomorrow's not too bad. Thursday is when the rain is due, between 6 to 20 mil. Friday, 3 to 10 mil. But Saturday's expected to be clear. So, look, that can change dramatically. But we may well be looking for slow track performers come the weekend. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.